cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the Fox Nomad Podcast. I'm your host, Fox Nomad, Arnold Pollat. I took the craziest flight I have ever taken in my life, and I decided I needed to share. If I knew what was going to happen before I got on this flight, I would have made a video about it, but craziness cannot be planned. So this is the flight, Turkish Airlines flight from Medina to Istanbul. Now, Medina, if you've listened to my last episode, the second holiest city in Islam, they have direct flights to Istanbul. So I would assume that a lot of the people who are getting on this flight are flying through Istanbul to connect somewhere else, is my guess. And I would say like 90% of the people on the plane had never, it was wild. So I get the tickets, go to the gate, seems pretty normal, except for like 45 minutes before they even did the gate announcement, everybody was like packed. I mean, like trying to shove their way onto, like, you know, like basically like packed like sardines trying to get to where they couldn't even get. It was like blocked. The gate wasn't even open, but it was crazy. And I was like, oh boy, I'm going to sit back and just wait. And while I'm waiting, I see a guy with smiles and like running up to somebody who's sitting in the gate area. And it turns out it was the guy was coming up to take a whole bunch of selfies with Abdu Rozek. I don't know if you know Hezbollah, he's like an internet celebrity meme. And he did like this fight, like fake fight with Abdu Rozek. If you just Google him, I'm sure you'll recognize him. I'm looking online and he's 150 centimeters tall. So 3'9". So, you know, not very big. He's 21 years old. He's been on a variety of different TV shows and he's based in Dubai. So I didn't realize that he was there with like a small entourage until this guy ran up to him. And I got to say, that guy was like, I know he was excited and all, but like he ran up to him. It was like all in his face, made him take like 10 selfies. And man, that would piss me off. Like, it was just like, some people are so rude. Like they don't even go up like, hey, you know, like, you know, are you busy? You know, do you have a minute? Would you mind taking? Like, no, the guy was like all about himself. It was really annoying. I just really felt bad for Abdu Rozek, to be honest with you. You know, look, I've run into celebrities throughout my travels. I've run into Star Trek people, and I have remained relatively calm, okay? Which, if you know, is not easy around, you know, Captain Picard, whatever. But you got to do it. You got to be respectful. Anyway, so he was on my flight. And him and his entourage were like me. We're like, we're not getting into that crowded mess to get on the plane. We're just going to wait, let them all board. It took like more than an hour once the gate opened for everybody to board. Because it was like nobody in their life had ever seen an airplane. It's like everyone was like, here's the thing. I don't think anybody could read the numbers or the letters on their tickets is my guess, because everybody who got on, I realized, was asking the flight attendants to take them to their seats. But people also were putting their bags, you know, like if you're in row 12, you put your bag somewhere around row 12, right? Like in the overhead compartment. But people were putting their bags in all kind of random places and then trying to climb over other people. And the ladies were the worst. I'll say this, the ladies were like aggressive and like climbing over people and putting their bag. Like if your seat is at row 13, why is your bag, why are you walking all the way to the end of the plane to put your bag and then walk through all the people trying to board? It was like freaking madness. It was chaos. I was one of the last people to get on the flight. There were people climbing over people. It was insane. They had to get the staff from the airport to get on to like help translate. Everybody was screaming at everybody. I felt so bad for the flight attendants. I felt so bad. It was insane. I've never seen a plane boarded in this way. It was like chickens with their heads cut off running around. It was crazy. So finally, we take off about 10 or 15 minutes late. I think they opened the gate up super early. I feel like this is not an isolated incident, I'm just saying. And so they were prepared. So they opened the gate super early. We finally get on. And they recite a prayer, which I thought was unusual on Turkish Airlines before the plane takes off. Like from the loudspeakers, is it just because they're flying from Medina? I don't know. It was unusual. And so we get on the plane and people are still like, as we're taxiing, trying to get out of their seats, the flight attendants, bless them, they are so patient, but they were like having to yell at people to sit down, we're on taxiing and people are still like trying to get their bags out of the overhead compartment. It was crazy. The guy next to me, youngish guy, smelled so bad. Like he had not, this was not a guy who did not have access to a shower. Let me put it like that. I don't think he had showered in like a lot of days. You know what I mean? Also, I'm calling this guy out because he manspreaded or whatever, spreaded all over the place. I had to like elbow him in the side because it was just like, he was just like, I don't know, like, dude, I get it. You know, this is you need a little more space, but you're not like 8 feet tall. You know what I mean? So I elbowed this guy inside and then he smiled and said, sorry, you know, and I elbowed him a few more times during the flight. He annoyed me. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of crazy. Just imagine somebody falling asleep or like closing their eyes and then just putting like their whole elbows like all across your chest. It was crazy. Then they start giving out the food and people from the back get up to walk up to the food cart because they think they got to pick up their food or they're just being impatient. And the flight attendants are having to like yell at everybody to sit down. We're going to bring you your food. As this is happening, somebody vomits in the middle seat, projectile all over everything. I didn't see it, but man, oh man, I could smell it. It was wild. The guy sitting next to this lady, I don't know if they were related or not. He had to basically like stand for most of the flight. And then when we landed, I mean, he had just sit and puke, I guess. I don't know. They were bringing like, the flight attendants were bringing like huge plastic bags and oh my God, it was a mess. One lady wanted a drink. And you know, as the flight attendants are like bringing the food and drink cart down, people are like yelling at them from the back, like, "Orange, I want that." It's like nobody was waiting for the drinks. One lady, and I knew this was going to go horribly wrong, she wanted ayran, right? We're on Turkish Airlines. Ayran is basically water, yogurt, salt. You know, it's salty drink. For foreigners, for non-Turks, it's an acquired taste, my guess. I love the stuff, but this lady takes a sip of it, okay? And she's like trying to spit it out and trying to give it back. And the flight attendant is like, "Just wait, it's crowd," you know? And the lady was like, it was painful. Like, it was just wild. It was so bad that afterwards, Rosic's like entourage and me were like telling the flight attendants, like, "You guys have the most patience. Like, is it always like this?" And they were like, "No, this is our first time on this route. We're a new crew to this one." And I mean, they just looked so exhausted. They also handed out Qurans to everybody, which I also found kind of strange. Like, we're flying to Turkey. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's Medina flight. I don't know. It was unusual. That's not a regular Turkish Airlines thing. So I don't know why they were doing that as we were flying back to Istanbul. But yeah, these poor flight attendants. I mean, because also none of us, I'm talking about me and Abdul Rozik's team, right? I feel like you're the only people who had ever seen an airplane or been on an airplane before. Because we waited until I was like toward the front of the plane. I waited till every single last person got off that flight to get off the flight. Because the chaos getting off was even worse. It was like people like climbing. It was like these old, large ladies in full, like, basically like covered in robes, like trying to climb over the seats to get to their bags and like fighting over each other. I don't know if I'm doing a good job of describing this, but it was the biggest shit show I have ever seen on a flight. And while we were deplaning, we waited till the very end, we were talking with the flight attendants, and it's like, "Oh, you guys, we all felt so bad for them. They had to put up with so much." I was so glad to land, to get off that plane. However, right outside the plane, everybody decided to, like, that was the place to open their luggage. You know, on that little, what is it called? That little tunnel from the plane to the airport. People were just opening their luggage on the ground in the middle of everything. So it blocked everybody getting off the plane. Then the crew comes in, you know, from the airport, and they're like yelling at everybody, trying to get people to move through. It was absolute chaos. And I don't even know why it was chaos. I'm like, nobody in their right mind, I don't care what part of the world you're from, could think that that would be a good idea. Like, "Hey, I've got my oversized carry-on bag. Let me just open it up here so I'll block everybody's path." I don't know of any sane human being that would think that would be a good idea. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was insane. Walking off the plane, it looked like a tornado had gone through. I mean, there was like the puke area, but I have never in my life seen so much garbage. I mean, it was like, I don't even know how to describe that. Like, it was like garbage from the food, but also like the wrappers. Like, people were just throwing things on the ground. It was like all kinds of other garbage too, which I don't know where the hell that stuff came from. There was like a layer of trash on the ground as well. I've seen that on some flights. I have. Air India, I've seen that on some of the flights there afterwards, with people just throwing garbage all over the place. But man, this was crazy. That plane smelled so bad when we got off the, I mean, it was disgusting. It was like gross, chaotic. I'm really glad that there was like five other calm people. I felt like we were like the only sane people on the plane. You know, once I get my noise canceling earbuds in my head on a flight, like, I'm out. Like, I'm just letting the madness, like Lord of the Flies, happening all around me. I'm checked out at that point. You know, I can stay pretty calm in those situations. Okay, yeah, I did elbow the guy, but you know, whatever. But yeah, it was crazy. I don't know why. I just thought I needed to tell. I needed to vent. And so today, I'm venting to you. I'm curious though, if you've ever been on a crazy flight, what that's been like. Let me know. Like, send me a message or something at Fox Nomad on Instagram, on Twitter or X, or podcast at foxnomad.com, or I don't know, Fox Nomad somewhere. Just scream out your window and let me know. I'll be curious to hear. I feel like I'm leaving out details. But yeah, it was disgusting. What a crazy flight. Glad to not be on that flight anymore. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this one. And if you haven't already, make sure you give the Fox Nomad podcast a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts and a couple of kind words. It helps us get the word about the show out. It's super helpful. Thank you very much. And until the next episode, have a great rest of your day.